Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team, every day. Brett's coming. He's loading up right now. He just came back from Minute Park. He was at the watch party, so he's running a little bit behind, but apparently so was the Astros bats. It seemed like they're behind in the count in most of the bats, and Ian Anderson, you have to give him credit. He pitched to the Astros very well today. He threw five no-hit innings, and you have to wonder why the Braves went out there. Brian Snitker went out there and pulled him after five innings, especially with the next two games being bullpen games for the Braves. Why would you pull somebody who's actually dominating the Astros in that situation? But I guess it's all well that ends well in this situation. But the Astros now find themselves in a hole. I mean, I know it's not a big hole. The Astros can get out of the hole. But I saw a tweet earlier today that from Brian McTaggart that says that the teams that win game three of the World Series have gone on to win the series 65% of the time. So does that mean that the Astros should just go ahead and give up and say, all right, I'm done. We're good. Let's just go and pack our bags. No, that's not what the Astros are thinking at all. But this game was one of those games that it was just like crazy and everything. So here's some guy who probably wants to join the show and talk a little bit about the Astros, whatever you want to call whatever that was today. Hey, Brett. Hey, H-Town Wheelhouse. Where can you find you on Twitter?
Thank you for having me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. We're only down 1-2, man. It's not a big deal. We lost 2-0. Like, really, that's the best the Braves have to offer us? Come on, Atlanta. That was weak. That was a weak win, period, end of story. And there's no way that the Astros don't come back and actually stomp these Braves in the ground. I was at Minute Maid Park. It was a really cool setting. A lot of cool people there just hanging out, watching the Astros. They played their walk-up songs every time they came up to bat. So whatever, Atlanta, enjoy your tomahawk chop and your hot Atlanta or whatever you call yourself. The Astros are going to come back in game four, and they are going to absolutely smoke the Braves. Bookmark it.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, Brett, is you're giving the Braves no credit for this victory.
I mean, yeah, okay, good job. Good job winning 2-0 and silencing the most powerful offense to ever touch a World Series. It's okay. Not going to happen two games in a row. Yeah, they did great, but you know what they did? They burned their bullpen. They pulled out Anderson too soon, and they burned their big four. That's great. That means that the Astros have the advantage now, Eric. And Alibnis Diaz, I called it. He's going to have a key hit. They just didn't finish the job. He had that key bloop single that broke up the no-hitter. At the end of the day, it's a loss. And like Dusty Baker said last time they lost, they do a good job forgetting things. They do a good job putting things behind them. So regardless of what happened, Eric, and I'm not just, you know, wearing these Astros-colored glasses. I'm being serious. You have to be. Anyways, it's all good, man. Good for the Braves. Good for their fans. They get to see at least one win before their team gets trounced by the Houston Astros.
All right, and I know that Dusty Baker after a game said that the Astros tend to respond well the next game after a bad loss like this, and this is not one of those losses we're used to seeing in the playoffs. So typically, the Astros kind of get dominated, but in this situation, it wasn't a dominating game. Yeah, the Astros got no hit for, what, seven innings, but yeah. Aledmys Diaz, of all people, got the first hit, but the Braves bullpen is good. But like we said with Jake yesterday, it's four guys who are good. The rest of them are just average Joes. And so I think that we, like you said, they use their core four, and are they going to be available tomorrow? Probably. So we'll see what happens. But this is what Dusty Baker had to say after today's game.
Thoughts by Dusty.
Invariably, when you shut us down, usually our guys come back the next day and score a bunch. So I hope history repeats itself. Yeah, we're going to go with Greinke tomorrow. And if anyone knows how to pitch in a big game, it's Greinke. We don't know how long he's going to go. Just give us as much quality as you can, and then we'll turn it over to somebody else. And so that's all. I think that's all the thoughts from Dusty I have. But I also have something from Alex Bregman, and it just seems like there's the theme for the postseason is flush it down, flush this game down. And I think that the sponsor for the Astros should be some type of toilet company or something, because they've used that phrase so much because the Astros have had so much. So here's Alex Bregman's quote. I think we didn't swing it for one game. I think we flush it and move on to the next day and have a short memory. You have to in this game. You give them all the credit. You give all the credit to them tonight. They pitched their tail off.
So. Yeah, no. And, you know, honestly, okay, in all seriousness, give them credit. They won the game 2-0. That's baseball, okay? Bottom line. But if you are a realistic baseball fan, and I'm sitting here looking at these comments, cocky, blank Astros fans. Hey, Brett, I'm a realistic Astros fan. I don't always do the positive rah-rah fan thing. When you don't hold home field, you're done. Braves are the 2021 Nationals. No, they're not. That's absolutely 100% categorically false. They are not the 2021 Nationals. The Nationals in 2019 were a way better team than this Braves team. They had Max Scherzer. They had Steven Strasburg. They had Juan Soto. They had Robles. They had Trey Turner. Do I need to keep going? The Braves are not the Nationals of 2019. The Braves are a good team. The Braves got here. They deserve the respect because they won more games than most other teams did at the trade deadline. They won the trade deadline. Those are all facts. But also, when you look on paper, when you look at pen and paper, and you look going forward, the Braves are stuck to bullpen games. And Max Fried, that's your guy you're going to go to? Really? The Astros are set up better in the long run in the rest of the series. All they have to do is win one. They win one, they tie it up 2-2. Even if they go down 3-2, we've seen this story before in the past where you've been down 3-2 coming back to Houston. You're coming back to Minute Maid Park. They broke that like home curse of not winning a game at home. That's over with. That's done. This is still a series that is very much, that was a must win, Eric, for the Braves. It was not a must win for the Astros. I'll just be real honest. One team had to win that game. It was the Braves. They did it. Congratulate them. But there are two more games that they have to win.
Right.
And the odds are clearly in our favor when you look at the pitching matchups, when you look at the relief pitching, when you look at the lineup. You can't tell me objectively and using common sense that this lineup gets blanked a second game in a row. Now, this team goes down 3-1. We can talk turkey, and I can eat my crow, and I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. But at this point, you cannot say it's done. If you do, turn off the TV. Don't watch another inning of this team because your offseason is already here. Go on the couch with the Yankees where they are because they love October. It's their best resting month. It's when they get to recover from all their steroids.
Yeah, so somebody asked you, Trey Lee asked, what do you think about the Astros not having batting practice? Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. I mean, they got in late today. They got in like 4:35 from what I understand. They didn't even get there on time because of the rain delays. They didn't have batting practice. I mean, here's the thing, though. But the Astros aren't going to make those excuses. Like, we can as commentators. We can as maybe fans. Or you know, sports people looking at this game and go, okay, what are all the key factors? What's the cause and effect? The Astros aren't going to rest on that. The Astros are going to be like, well, you know, we had all these excuses. And, dude, excuses are like butts. Everybody's got one. They're not going to use those. It does maybe have an effect. But the bottom line is they just didn't get it done. I mean, Jordan popping up when he had a chance to score a runner. Do you send Jose Siri? I don't know that that makes a difference. He probably gets gunned down. But maybe you force him to make a throw just to see where that throw goes.
Yeah. And I mean, the Braves had the same situation. They struggled offensively too. They are only 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position in this game. So they struggled offensively too. They did get some walks. I know the first run scored on a walk and then I think it was a double or the advance or something. I forgot that was in third inning, but I know that Luis Garcia struggled with command, but I wanted to kind of tell you all some stats I got from Bregman Taggart earlier. the Astros offense in a World Series. They have a 198 batting average, 278 on base average, a 292 slugging percentage, and they're 4-for-23 with runners in scoring position. That's the reason why they're 2-1 right now. The Astros bullpen, though, has been terrific in the World Series. They have a 1.17 ERA in 15 one-third innings pitched. They've only allowed 8 hits, 2 runs, 1 home run, 5 walks, and 19 strikeouts. The bullpen has come in to save the day because this is like the anti-2017 roster. The 2017 roster, the Astros had no bullpen, and they had that dynamic starting rotation. It's like the exact opposite right now. I know that on one day, Framber Valdez is an ace. The next day, he can't go past 2 or 3 innings. And it's just same thing with Luis Garcia. I know the other day he versus the Red Sox, he pitched really good. And then today he struggled with his command. He almost threw as many balls as he did strikes, and he just allowed the 4 walks. And he was throwing faster.
But he only gave one run.
I know,
Eric. He only gave up one run. The Astros
I'm not saying he sucked in this game.
Right.
He would have stayed in longer, but struggling with the command that led to a higher pitch count.
I just don't see how people are jumping off the proverbial cliff because the Astros are down 1-2 after a 2-0 game in rain where they got in late and all that stuff. I mean, you can be a negative Nancy all you want to, but you have got to look at this objectively, and you're highlighting the things that make sense, Eric. The relief pitching, okay? They use their mainline pitchers too soon. They don't have a plethora of pitchers. Hey, newsflash, Charlie Morton, their ace, is done. Okay, Max Fried, he's their ace, maybe a top 10 guy going into next season. He's not good right now, okay? And so at the end of the day, these hitters are going to figure it out. These hitters are going to pony up, and they're going to show what all these doubters are causing, you know? Yeah. And so it's like if you – do you want to do that now?
Well, it's like, I'm not saying Luis Garcia did a bad job, guys. I did not say that. This game was on him. But guys, you know what? This bullpen deserves a big box of Built Bar. So tell us.
So the Built Bar relief pitching award goes to the Houston Astros. And that's a new award I'm giving. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the business. And no matter whether you're down 1 to you're just not feeling like you can make it to your next workout, go to built.com and check out Built Bar. They've got 9 amazing flavors. You can get like this mixed box. You get 2 of each flavor, coconut, cherry, barcaya, raspberry, mint, brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. The sky's the limit. Check it out. Whatever flavor you want, they probably have it. It's healthy too, wrapped in 100% chocolate. It has 17 to 18 grams of protein, ranging from 130 to 180 calories, 45 grams of sugar, 45 grams of net carbs, all flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the USA Track and Field team and podcast hosts like yours truly and Eric the Man Heisman. So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, and order your box today. Even if you're a Braves fan, you'll enjoy Built Bars.
All right, so I wonder now that the Braves are up 2-1, what betonline.ag is saying about the series.
So BetOnline is, it's one of those places where you go, Eric, because a lot of people don't, let's just face it, is everybody a gambling expert or a sports betting expert? They're probably not. So BetOnline is the place to go for all your sports betting needs. They have this amazing new interface. Basketball season is in full swing. Football season is in full swing. It's the postseason, baby. It's the Houston Astros, the Atlanta Braves, the classic matchup, Atlanta versus Houston. Go and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit from basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, guys. So thank you all for making the Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day. Like World Traveler saying, if you're new to this channel, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Go and give us a like. And if you're listening to the audio version, make sure you go listen to Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Check out the Locked On Astros podcast all postseason, all offseason. We're year round. And so we are your only daily Astros podcast out there. So let's go and get back to this. And no, Luis Garcia was not the reason why the Astros lost this game.
No
Kendall Graveman giving up that token home
solo
run.
Solo shot
to Travis Dennard. That was not the reason why the Astros lost this game. The reason why the Astros lost this game was because they were almost no hit. They were part of the wrong side of history. And luckily, Aledmys Diaz took care of business. But the Astros offense is so – they're either really good or they're just really – they sputter. And in this game, it was just really bad. And I know Bregman got that hit in the ninth inning. And by the way, it's good that Bregman was it was okay because I know he got hit by the pitch and it was 90 miles per hour at his ankle, his foot. And I know after the game, he said – it hit his bone, his ankle bone or something. He said, this is the World Series. I'm going to play. So if this was like a probably spring training game, he probably would be sitting out the next day. But this is the World Series. And I know Bregman, his stats are not great. He's batting 111 right now with the 361 OPS. I know Altuve is batting 154 with the 676 OPS right now. Carlos Correa, who wants all this money, is batting 100 with the 350 OPS. Granted, this is only in the World Series right now, but some of these guys are the reason why the Astros are struggling offensively. While at the same time, Michael Brantley's having a heck of a series, and Alvarez.
The Braves had six hits. Okay, Eddie Rosario is 1-for-3. Freddie Freeman was 1-for-4. Austin Riley was 1-for-4. Adam Duvall was 1-for-4. Darno, I can't even say that guy's name, is 2-for-4. Everybody else was 0-for-0-for-0-for-0-for. So, yeah, okay. I mean, come on. The Braves had six hits. They had two runs. When you have six hits and only two runs, I'm not impressed. I'm impressed with the way the pitchers handled the Astros hitters more than the hitters did what they did or didn't do. I mean, two runs is nothing. Now, had the Braves come out and beat the Astros 11-2, I would be a little worried. But do y'all remember back to the ALDS and the White Sox team that was supposed to beat the Astros and the 12-3 beatdown that they handed us? And do y'all remember, have y'all forgotten the ALCS and when the Braves absolutely owned us in two games? How many of y'all were jumping ship then? Now you're jumping ship again. That's called being a fair weather fan. Stop doing that to this team because this team deserves more respect. Plain and simple. At the end of the day, the Astros are the better team. If they don't go out and do the job they are enlisted to do, then they lose. But if they go out and play as they're expected to play, they win 10 times out of 10. This Braves team is still in trouble because this Astros team is better, hands down. I state my case. Your Honor, the floor is yours.
Alrighty, the glasses have added something to your...
Oh, dude, they make me smarter and more bold, I'm telling you right now. I'm just sick and tired of people jumping off the ledge because we lose a game 2-0. Like, okay. Get over yourselves, people. Are you front runners? Do you have to win every game and lead in every game?
Yeah.
Come on. Get over it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It happens. But I think this game, tomorrow's game or today's game, I guess it's after midnight now. This game is going to be really big. I mean, if you go down 3-1, that's a lot different than being down 2-1. So, going down 3-1, then playing a win or go home type of game in Atlanta, that's not the situation you want to be in. And so I know that it is going to be Zach Greinke, and Zach Greinke is going to be allowed to go as long as he can go. Whether that be, I know, like we talked about, he did throw a simulated game or something kind of a simulated game where he threw 50 pitches. So I think they're going to try to get him to go 50, 60, 70 pitches. Maybe we'll see how long he can actually last. Maybe
Greinke and Javier, right? I mean, that's the plan. I mean, think about that, Eric. I mean, the Braves don't want to face him. The Braves don't want to face Christian Javier either. He's figured it out. And so the bottom line is this, Eric. The Astros hitters come out and do what they can do.
Right.
And they take advantage of mistake pitches and don't pop things up and don't hit pop-ups. And they hit balls instead of hitting them foul, hitting them fair between the lines, over the fence. There's no reason for me to believe that the Braves stand a chance in game four.
I still will give the Braves pitchers a lot of credit for what they did today. Yeah, they got ahead.
Hey, you silenced one of the most powerful offenses that's ever touched a World Series. Good job. I mean, that's what baseball's all about. Who's better that day? And it's not about who's better on paper.
Right. But the Astros bullpen has been doing really good. And so I just think that it like in this game, in a game like this, those like that walk that led to the run, then a home run later, it's just little things in a game like this. And unfortunately, the Astros got the bad hand in this situation. But maybe tomorrow in that game, then the Astros will get the upper hand. And I know that you had Hallion behind the plate, and there's some bad calls. I think with Alvarez at the plate, the Astros got a really good call. It was a ball, but it was really it was a strike, but it's called a ball. And it was like basically down the middle, in the middle of the plate. So the Astros just didn't have it tonight. And I don't know. I don't think it was that they didn't get on the field. I know Dusty Baker was worried about that before the game. I know that.
I mean, I think it played part. I don't think it's the reason.
But the Braves had the issue too. I mean, they weren't allowed on the field too.
They're at home.
Yeah, I know.
I have a question. How many games have the Astros played at Truist Park?
Well, I know, but that's not going to affect their hitting.
You sure?
Oh, I guess the background, the hitting background, yeah. I guess.
The rain, yeah. The not taking BP before. Now, again, they're professional baseball players. You have to adjust. There's no like, can you spot us four hits? Can you give us two runs? Is there a ghost runner on first? Like, there's none of that. Like, this isn't Little League or I-9 sports, right? But at the end of the day, if you're looking at everything objectively, those things play a factor. Now, it's the Astros' job to overcome those factors, and they didn't do that. The Braves overcame them, and the Braves capitalized on their mistakes. And someone did say earlier, which I agree with, they kind of wasted a pretty decent pitching performance by Luis Garcia, who bounced back from a terrible pitching performance. There are a lot more positive things in this game that happened than negative. I just get frustrated with fans that just jump ship the moment that there's a loss. This isn't the 04-05 Astros. Remember when they made it to that World Series and they got swept? They had zero offense. They had the worst offense to qualify for World Series in baseball history. This is not that offense, y'all. And Larry the GM said, well, they're trying to win with seven hitters. Show me seven hitters on the Braves that are better than our best seven hitters, and I'll sit and wait.
Yeah, I know the Astros. I'm looking at StatCast, and before Kyle Tucker's, I think it was in the seventh inning, he had a line out, and that was 108.9 miles per hour off the bat. The Astros just struggled to get anything above 100 miles per hour off the bat. So they struggled just to make make hard contact. And you need that. This is a team that thrives on that. And it was just off day. So
what do you think, Eric?
About what?
Sorry. I guess I'm giving a lot of what I think. Rob wants to know what you think.
About the game or just.
Yeah, probably. My bad, Rob. I'll back off a little bit. I am the ultimate optimist here, and I'm not an optimist where like I don't think anything's wrong or I don't think there's anything to be worried about. Okay, it is just that we have the better team, and I don't see the Braves winning this series. I still don't, until they win it. I don't believe that they're going to.
Okay, my predictions for the series or the prediction?
I don't know. He just said, what do you think? I think he's kind of rebutting because I've been throwing out a lot of what I think very demonstratively, I should say. Well, maybe I'm over-gregarious tonight, kids.
Yeah, you are a little bit, but that's fine. I'm just kind of sitting in the corner just being like, okay, I know he didn't, whatever. So So, no, the Astros just didn't have it tonight, guys. And there's nothing you can do when your offense can't. They only get two hits. There's not much you can do. And it just sucks. And when you have the lineup the Astros have, I mean, you just can't do anything. And the pitching staff, it's unfair to ask them to be perfect in this situation. And you're going to have to basically outslug these teams. And the Astros, this offense was not there today. And for the pitching staff to do what they did tonight in a game where Luis Garcia didn't have his best control, but he still kept the team in there. You had all your relievers come in and do their thing. I just really think that the Astros are going to be okay. I think that tomorrow's game, Greinke's got to come out and set a tone early. He's got to control the game. He's got to throw strike. He's got to just, like Eric said, they've got to come out of the gate swinging tomorrow. Eric Martinez, not me. I'm not talking myself. But the Astros just got to come out and just they got to do like they did.
I think
in
they do.
Game. Okay. Remember Bregman hit that home run, and I think it was Bregman who hit the home run in game 4 or 5 of the ALCS, and that kind of got everything rolling in that game versus the Red Sox. I think somebody like Bregman or Altuve, somebody needs to come out and get the Astros scoring going, because somebody's got to be the spark plug. Nobody wanted to step up today, and you don't have the extra DH spot. You have a pitcher spot in that. And for the first couple innings, Greinke may be in there. I know Greinke likes to hit. And so you're probably going to let him hit for at least one at bat or so, but that's one wasted at bat. And so we'll see what happens. But somebody asked, I think it was Larry DGM, do we know who's going to start for the Braves? No. We do know it's going to be opener. They have not said who's going to be the opener.
It could be the guy that they brought up to replace Morton. I don't know. And I don't remember the guy's name, to be honest with you. And yeah, hey, I like that comment. We need to get the buzzers and trash cans to win tomorrow. Hey, whatever it takes, buzzers, trash cans, cameras. I mean, whatever. Confetti on the shoulder. I guess that was a buzzer. You know, whatever it takes, man, because, you know, apparently the Astros can only win when they're cheating, right?
Yeah. And, and when I was comparing the 2017 team, I was talking about the Astros using the starters in a bullpen, but the 2019 rotation was much better. So,
Definitely. So Eric, they do have to come out of the gate swinging. Do they? I think they do. I think they respond. They responded aptly in game 2. I was there. I witnessed it myself. And at the end of the day, they just have to do it. Like I can talk about how the objective side, like if I look on paper and I analyze the numbers and I look at our OPS, I look at our fielding percentage, I look at our swing and miss rate, I look at our patience at the plate, how we take pitch counts deep, how we get runs on 2 outs and we set records doing that. At the end of the day, they have to go out and now do it. Okay. So I think they respond very well. I think they win. I think the Braves only score 1 or 2 runs. The Astros pour 6 to 8 runs out on the Braves pitchers tomorrow. And it totally changes the complexion of the series. I still don't think this is necessarily in their favor, other than it's 2-1 Braves.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So I'm just hoping that the Astros just get a better. They've got to get a better offense. So you can't win any game, whether it's the World Series, a regular season game, with 2 hits. So
no, that and 100%, this is on them not completing the job. And they would say the same thing. They didn't do enough to win, and so. Come out.
We're not bringing back the trash cans, Larry Watson. We're not bringing.
No, I said that. That's why I said that earlier. That's why I made that comment, because of what he said. I was completely joking about that. And so, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Put it. Just shove it in the back. Let's go to the next game, because you know the Astros got what Greinke going. You said. And then, you know, Greinke, Javier, I think that's great for the Astros.
So Clay wants to know, do you think that Zach's wanting to get that World Series ring pitch is great in his outing to complete his resume or no? I think that Clay, I mean, that that Zach just wants to get, yeah, not necessarily for his resume, but he wants to get that ring. So I think that he's going to just go out there and pitch his butt off. He's going to do as much as he can, but he's not stretched out like he was. And even when he was starting every fifth day, he was not going deep into games. So we'll see how much Dusty Baker trusts him in this situation. But so we'll see. I know now that they've played at Truist Field, whatever you call it, and they have experience with the background, maybe they'll get their bats going tomorrow, because that was really pathetic in that situation. So we'll see what happens. Yes, Greinke is already a Hall of Famer, no matter what happens in this situation. But we got to get game four. We got to be 2-2. You don't want to be 3-1 and then have to win the next three games to win the World Series. So the Astros, it's a must win for the Astros in this situation tomorrow. And so the Braves.
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, they absolutely need to come out and even it up. You don't want to give them that kind of armor, that kind of boldness, that kind of, you know, puffing their chest out going into game five where they're up 3-1. Right. To one.
Yeah, so I think we'll see something, but Greinke's probably going to go 3, maybe 4 innings. Then you have then you'll bring up Jake Odorizzi. Then you have Christian Javier come in. You'll have some combination of that, then the rest of the bullpen. So I think that we'll see a bullpen game, and then in game five, you'll have Framber Valdez come back. And hopefully it's the little bit more focused Framber Valdez that we saw in game six of the ALCS. So we'll see. We'll talk about this more, hopefully after Astros victory tomorrow. And guys, just keep on cheering for the Astros. That's all we're saying is, and enjoy this. This is something that a lot of teams don't get to see. Your team's in a World Series. I mean, Yankees fans would love to be in our situation right now. I mean, Dodgers fans, I know I guess we can't use Dodgers fans, but a lot of teams would love to be in our situation right now. We're here. So enjoy it. I know it sucks sometimes. That 2005 World Series sucked, but we can say at least we are there. I know it's that Bart Simpson cake. At least you tried, but it's still
great.
It's,
reference.
A lot of teams are not here. We're here. Enjoy it. Yes, it's stressful. That's baseball. It's part of the thrill of it. It's part of the joy. And thank y'all once again for making the Lockdown House podcast your first listen every day. And keep on subscribing to us on YouTube. Keep on listening to the audio version. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Lockdown Astros podcast. Go Stros.